Good evening, it's Barbara, Nebraska, and today is Thursday, August 27th, 2009. Well, I'm preparing my class for our first all-school mass. Tomorrow will be the day. We have to do some pre-teaching, some relearning of our routine. We all practice genuflecting, making the sign of the cross, and we talked about which direction we should face. You know, we said it was the altar and more specifically the tabernacle, and talked about how we should stand during Mass. And this year our principal asked, because of the H1N1 virus, that if some of the children want to hold hands, maybe not doing that this year. And if you have a cold, just nodding your head and smiling for the sign of the peace. So we talked about how holding the hands is not part of the Mass, and I told them when you have the Missalette, it says where you sit, stand, and kneel, but it doesn't say hold hands. So I said it was more of a family tradition, and since we're with our classmates, we'll just hold our hands in a prayer position. Well, I also had to share a little story. My uncle Father Paul, my dad's oldest brother, was a priest. He died in January 2008. And he said a very fast Mass, a very reverent Mass, wonderful homilies, very holy man, and we enjoyed it. Well, when I was my children's age, my third grade student's age, I remember going to one of his Masses with my big brother, Steve. Now, my brother Steve always makes me laugh, so this Mass was no different. And Father Paul says a quick Mass. This would be an example of the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. You know, so he would speak very fast. And at the end of the Mass, when he would say, go in peace to love and serve the Lord, my brother Steve said, thanks, speedy God, instead of thanks be to God. So I told my students that story today. Oh, they laughed and laughed and laughed. They thought that was so funny. And I said, I bet you tomorrow when I hear your response, you'll be saying, thanks be to God, nice and loud. And I'm sure they'll remember that. So that's my story for today. And we'll have a really nice all-school Mass. Oh, one thing that is going to happen at this Mass, the Sarah Club in our area donated an icon to every Catholic grade school in our archdiocese, and it's to encourage vocations and also for quiet meditative prayer. And at this Mass, they're going to bless the icon, and then it will be traveling from room to room. And I'm really looking forward to that. Well, everyone have a good night.